Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord. I use everything.
Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise.
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Come on into here with all faith, believe in you, and trust that God for mighty move in your life, in the life of your family, and those that you love and concerned about right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come on and shout glory, hallelujah. Lord, that God is so able, amen. Thank you, God, for this new day, amen. Every breath that we take, every beat of our heart, that we're still here, amen. Come on into here, amen. Surrendering all over with all means nothing, amen. Come to be transformed by the renewing of your mind on today. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you this morning. Oh Lord, we enter in with all faith. Oh God, we come believing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, in heaven, that you help us with our unbelief on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us to receive, oh, God, from you on today, oh, God. Lord, so we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh, Lord, that you would increase our faith even right now as we enter in together with combined faith on today. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Father God in heaven, we come give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 1,000 sons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, God. Lord, it's you that have kept us, oh God. It is you that have sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us, because you love us so much. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Lord, we come to worship you as your word says, we desire in spirit and in truth, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask you to search our hearts this morning. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness on this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come ask that you open up the way which seems to be the way. Amen. My Lord, my God. Oh Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your rights, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you would have for us to do? Oh Lord, set us a fire with your Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fire be upon us right now. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers for me and you. And we command the morning right now to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Psalm 49 and 14 right now that we will have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice. We receive your loving kindness every morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, release the beauty of the wholeness of the womb of the morning. Let your light break forth in our lives as the morning. Amen. And those in our family, hallelujah. Let your justice come across the enemy morning by morning. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, your voice forth is prepared at the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit us every morning, hallelujah. Lord, you make a wake, hallelujah. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear and to learn. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God. We do not, hallelujah, we will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Lord, show forth your salvation, our life from day to day in those in our family. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah to your name. You release the sword of the word, and we release the sword of the Lord against the powers of hell right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will wet our glittering sword and render your vengeance against the enemy. Amen. Of according to Deuteronomy 32 and 41. Spread your sword upon the thigh of God, amen, and ride prosperously through the earth. Let your enemies fall by the sword. Let the Syrian fall with the sword, O Lord. Release the sword of the Lord against us, amen, amen. O Lord, send your angels to flame the sword to fight our battles in the heavens, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release the two-edged sword to execute justice written according to Psalm 149 and 6. O Lord, release the sword out of your mouth against the enemy, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare victory on today and the rest of our lives, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare, amen, that we are healed, that we're made whole again, amen. Oh Lord, we thank you for fixing that what was broken, mending the tear in our souls. Right now, because we have the authority and the power that you've given us, Lord God. So we break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind the curse. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have no legal right to operate in our life or in our family. Amen. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that will try to operate in our lives of those in our family from our ancestors. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all false beliefs and philosophy inherited by our ancestors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all curses on our finances from our ancestors that cheat our mishandled money. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all curses of sickness and disease and command it all inherited sickness to leave our bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, through Jesus Christ, our family is blessed. Amen. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, God. We break all old spies and past names of the devil by our ancestors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we break every time release curse that would activate my life as we grow older. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, hallelujah, we shall live and not die, amen. My Lord, my God, we break curse of death spoken against us, amen, and those in our family, hallelujah, those in America. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we ask you more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, increase us more in patience. Increase us more in love, to love more. Amen. To love like Christ. Being quick to forgive. Amen. Hallelujah. Slow to anger. Amen. Hallelujah. To speak in gentleness. Amen. Hallelujah. With a soft word. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You said in your word, we ask your wisdom. If there's anyone in lack of wisdom, that we can ask, oh God, and you will give us wisdom. So, Lord, let us receive your wisdom and your godly counsel and lead it by your Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare Genesis 22 and 17 this morning that through Jesus, Lord, let us possess the gates of the enemy. Establish the gates of praise in our life, oh God. Release, oh God, we release the battering rams against the gates of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Matthew 16 and 18 that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Let the gates of our life and city be open to the kingdom, Lord. Lord, open to us the gates of righteousness that we may enter in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, strengthen the bars of our gates. Amen. Break the gates of brass and cut in some of the bars of iron. Lord, open before us the gates that we may go in and receive the treasure of darkness and hidden riches and secret places. Amen. We rebuke every enemy in the gates. Let all the gates of our lives and city be repaired through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the valley gates be repaired. Amen. Let the gate of the fountain that represents the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, let the valley gates be prepared. Amen. Let the gate of the fountain that represents the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired. In the life of those in our family and loved ones, oh God. Let the sheep gate that represents the apostolic be prepared. Amen. Let the fish gate that represents the evangelism, oh God, let it be repaired. Let the old gate that represents wounds of the past be repaired. Amen. Let
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the tongue gate, oh God, that represents deliverance be repaired right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the east gate that represents the glory be repaired. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the water gate that represents preaching and teaching, oh Lord, let it be repaired. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let the gates of our life in the city be shut to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion and wickedness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Amen. Lord, raise up Bethel Church. So there will be, hallelujah, there will be the gates of heaven. Amen. Lord, hallelujah, God. Lord, raise up Apostolic Gate Church. So that will usher for your presence, oh God, and revelation to our region. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare Isaiah 60:11 that our gates will be open continually to receive blessings. Hallelujah, God. We command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our city to the King of Glory. We rebuke all enemies that will stand at the gate to try to stop. Hallelujah, to try to stop salvation from entering in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We put on us right now the full arm of God. Amen. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. And we took the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way now or in the future. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our life. And we decree and declare and receive the victory on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in your blessing, oh God, that you will bless us and both in our family. And in your multiplying, oh God, that you will multiply us. Amen. As the sand of the seashore and as the stars of heaven. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare it as well with our soul. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we are the seed of Abraham and through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let your showers of blessing be upon our life, Lord. Turn every curse in our way into a blessing. Amen. Let your blessings make us rich, oh God. Let all nations call us blessed. Let all your generations call us blessed. For we are sons and daughters of the blessed. Amen. We decree and declare Mark 11:10 that we live in the kingdom of the blessed. Amen. That our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you that you daily load us with benefits. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're chosen by God and we're blessed. Oh, Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginning. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will bless us all in our going and coming on today, oh Lord. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no hitches, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may be, that we're taking on today, and we may be taking on today, or those that our family members and loved ones and those that are part of the body of Christ will be taking on today. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over in and round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay, over our homes, office, in our homes. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the judgment, Lord God, your word says that you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and his righteousness, thus said the Lord our God. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. Oh, Father God, do a new thing in us right now, God. Oh, Lord, change us and make us more like you, Lord. We don't want to be the same. We don't want to be the same as when we entered in on this call this morning. Whatever it is, oh God, that's attacking our mind and thoughts, oh God, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. That you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Let peace come and be still, Lord. Let peace overtake us even right now. Amen. Let your peace flood every area of our life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree the Christ deliverance on today from every stronghold, soul tie, messenger, Satan, amen, strong man. And we decree and declare that we're filled with your glory, your Shekinah glory. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We decree the 2 Timothy 1 and 10 that we do not have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Help us, Lord God, to walk in it. To walk in power, in love, and in soundness of mind. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare Isaiah 53 and 5 that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. That we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And we thank you for it, Lord. That you anoint our head with oil, our cups run over. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we thank you for, Lord, that we will be satisfied with long life, and God will show us his salvation. Hallelujah. We decree to pass Psalm 91 on this morning, and all the days of our lives, that we will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Amen. No evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Amen. And our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. Thank you for strengthening us this morning, O God, when we are weak. But we say that we are strong in the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that turnaround has come, and harvest time is here. And we are reaping the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we shall live a prosperous, blessed life, a healthy, whole life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made well.
Amen.
You just believe it right now, hallelujah, that what you come for on today, the petition that is already done, hallelujah, stand up and say, it was me, Lord. Hallelujah. It was me, Lord. I received my healing. As soon as I touched your garment, I received my healing. He said, by your faith, my daughter, you have been made well. Go in faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you this morning. Amen. May peace be still. May you receive that peace. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, peace be still. God bless you. God keep you. Welcome this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Glory to
God.
How many believe turnaround is here? Hallelujah. That God has turned it around.
Amen.
For the good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We're already blessed. Amen. We're here. We still have life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. God bless you. Welcome
amen.
In this morning. Amen, amen. May you be set afire with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Good morning, Twan. Welcome. And how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well this morning. I'm grateful to be on the line again. Yeah, I feel good. This month has felt like a long and a trying month. And it's the shortest month of the year. But I thank God for turnaround. I thank God for breakthrough. And I'm going to continue to believe that he is able, and I know he's working all things out for the good of those who love him, and I know we love him. So I'm just going to keep on keeping on, you know, and just continue to pray and to keep faith and to keep hope in all the things that's concerning. Not just one thing, you know, but all the things, because none of it is mine anyway. You know, it's all in his plan. So I just, I thank God for it.
Amen. God bless you. I'm so glad that you're back on the line this morning. Amen. I thank God that I'm in position. I tell you, I'm like, Lord, I thank you for nothing but you, Father God. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful to be here and to be with you. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Minister Larry Green, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I feel 100% better. Amen. I thank God for the prayers. I thank God for breakthrough. And God is doing a thing. He's doing it. You know, they had the song out. They said God is up to something. Amen. I believe God today. Amen. I believe God for miracles. Amen.
Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. But God bless you. We thank you for sharing your testimony. Amen. We thank God for healing. We thank God for turnaround. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. God is definitely up to something. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's working all out for our good. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know when God is up to something, it's for the good of his children. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. It was always moving and working things out in our favor. So we thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, glory to God. God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Doing just fine. Got Doris on the line with me as well this morning. So good morning to everyone. Everyone have a blessed day.
Yes, Lord. Doris. Amen. God bless you. And God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Kim. We thank God for you. Thank you for being in position on the line this morning. Hallelujah. And Sister Doris, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is surely continuously out of my mouth. So I just thank God for this morning. I thank God for enabling me to see another Thursday.
Yes.
I thank God for my health and my strength. I thank God for waking me up with my right mind.
Amen.
And I just thank God for the victories in our lives. Everything,
Amen.
Every petition has been sent up that
yes.
we receive the victory. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, amen. Glory
amen.
To God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Such a blessing to have you on the line this month of February. And I just thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. God this morning, our scripture reading. Amen. Our scripture reading is going to come from the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy. I'm coming from the New King James Version, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 through 26. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 through 26. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 through 26, it says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words, to none, to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. My Lord, my God. Again, that's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 through 26, if you want to go back and read it for yourself. Amen. So just understanding a little bit more what the scripture is saying, Paul had urged Timothy in these scriptures to remind the believers not to argue over unimportant details, which sometimes we find ourselves doing that, you know, at times in strife about words, or have foolish discussions, which are profane or idle babbling, because such conversations are confusing, they're useless, and even harmful. False teachers love to cause strife and division by their meaningless quabbling over unimportant details. You know, to divide, to explain the word of truth correctly, we must study what God's word says so we can understand what it means ourselves. Amen. Because God will examine the kind of workers we have been. When we look at verse 15, again, the Bible says in verse 15, it says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So we understand it, because God will examine the kind of workers that we are and have been for him. We should build our lives on his word and build his word into our lives. Amen. The Bible alone tells us how to live for him and serve him. Consistently and diligently study God's word so that you will not be lulled into neglecting God and your true purpose for living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I want us to, as I wrap up here in scripture, I want us to look at verse 22 for a moment. It says, flee. It says, flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Running away is sometimes considered cowardly, but wise people realize that removing themselves physically from temptation can often be the most courageous action to take. Timothy, a young man, was warned to flee anything that produced evil thoughts. The question we have to ask ourselves, do we have a reoccurring temptation that you find difficult to resist? We have to remove ourselves physically from any situation that stimulates your desire to sin. So knowing when to run is as important in spiritual battle as knowing when and how to fight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. Lord, we thank you. We ask, oh God, to help us, oh God. Help us on today, oh God, to apply your word, oh God, to our daily life, that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Lord, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word this morning. And Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. So I pray that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you have any prayer petition at this time? We'll be taking a prayer petition. If your prayer is already went forth and you receive it, may it be done according to you, according to your faith. Amen. And if you receive it, just say, I receive it. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Yes. My prayer is just to keep that God will just increase my faith and my level of hope when it comes to all areas of my life, including my marriage, and just for patience and the words to say, you know, the how, like you say, how to fight, when to fight, you know, and when to be still. And so I'm just asking, you know, just for guidance in those areas of my life, those that concern me that I feel conflicted by, you know, just that God would just give me, you know, guidance and patience in those areas.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We touch and agree this morning. Oh, gracious Lord, we come, oh God, with combined faith with your daughter, Twan. And Father God, all that she's petitioned, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would, Lord, that you would answer a prayer this day, oh God, restoring the hope, oh God, in her marriage, restoring the hope in any area of her life, oh God, where she's lost hope, oh God, where she's lost her faith, oh God. Lord, we pray that you increase her faith even the more right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, increase the change, oh God. Increase the fruit of your spirit, oh God. Lord, let it take root in her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and spring up, amen, in every way of her life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will bless my life. That her emotions would be kingdom emotions, oh God, that she would not become worldly emotions, but she would have kingdom emotions, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that she would operate with all wisdom, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, in every area of her life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that she would operate with your wisdom, that she would not be ashamed, amen, that she would not be condemned, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we feel guilty of God, for we know that the words that there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, amen, to operate in the spirit. So, Lord, I pray that she would operate in the spirit and not in the flesh, that she would die daily to the flesh, oh God, amen, that you would strengthen her spirit, man, even the more, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help her to be slow to speak, oh God, slow to anger, amen, quick to listen. And to answer with a soft word, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory right now over your life, Twan. We call you blessed. We call you favored, my God, amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We call you healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for your time.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Cousin Kim and Sister Doris, I don't know if y'all have time and you have the prayer petition. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Agreeing with the prayer.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Doris, God bless you.
Yes, I'd like to have continued prayer for the pulling down of strongholds and strong men and anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. And want to come against the chariot, the horse, and the rider this morning. Mm-hmm. Serve notice that Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We touch and agree right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, as we decree and declare today, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are delivered from every stronghold, soul tie, messenger, Satan, that the chariot and the rider, amen,
will be pulled down and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we come touching and agreeing, oh God, with your daughter on today, oh God, with combined faith, oh Lord, believing, oh Lord, that you're already moving, amen, that you're already uprooting the works of the enemy, amen. We decree and declare deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare, Father God, in heaven as an act of our will, we do not want any darkness, any hallelujah, in our soul, no fear, no worry, no offense, no anger, no pride, no bitterness, no doubt, no addiction, no music, no strife, no lust, no unforgiveness, no jealousy, nothing of the enemy in us, of those in our family. As an act of our will, we choose to loose those things from our soul in the
right
name
now,
of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare, help us, Father, our soul to be whole and complete. And as an act of our free will, we call in all parts of our soul that we gave away, any part of our soul that we gave to him. We call it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus
right now,
Christ.
In the name
any
of
part
Jesus.
We gave away that is outside of God's will, we call it back right now. Any part of our soul
right
that's under the influence of darkness, we call it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of that, we decree and declare, Heavenly Father, that we want to be filled with your Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill our soul with your light, your goodness, your love, your glory, your wisdom, your righteousness. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Of that, we pray for your great abundance and sufficient grace right now. We choose to bind our soul with Jesus Christ and be one with God. Amen. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, fill us right now. We ask in Jesus' name, fill us with your kingdom and your spirit. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. And we receive, we believe, to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
you.
God keep you. We thank God for you, Sister Dorothy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We love you.
Amen.
We love you. Amen. We love you,
love
folks.
You
have a blessed day in the Lord. Again, we thank you for touching and agreeing this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory to hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory Minister Lund Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I would like for you to touch and agree with me today that God would move all obstructions, all hindrances, and all stumbling blocks. Sometimes people see where you're headed and they try to throw a stumbling block and try to block God's program. But we know that God got the final say so.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord, oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, oh God, and that we may ask and receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Heavenly Father, we come this morning, oh God, to your throne room of grace, oh God. We come, oh God, with your son, Lord, with our combined faith on today. And, Lord, we ask to remove every hindering spirit, amen, every stumbling block, amen, every barrier the enemy has erected up to stop us from receiving our breakthrough, our blessing, amen. Oh, Lord, with all that you have forced for us that the enemy is blocking the way, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you remove it, Lord, break it forward and breaks through every barrier. Hallelujah. Every way that the enemy has set up to block us. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare that the way has been opened up because you are way making, God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And everything that you have portioned for us that was in the hand of the enemy was for the way was blocked and we could not receive that blessing. We thank you, Lord God, that you opened up the way. And by faith, we receive it. We receive the blessing of the Lord right now. Amen. We receive our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged off the land right now. Those that are sent by the camp of the enemy, oh God, to block the way, oh God. Let them be cut down and pushed back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the vision come upon the camp of the enemy, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name as we decree and declare victory on today that it is so.
Yes,
we receive the victory. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. God bless you, Minister Lundgren. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. This, I touch and agree with every prayer that went forth. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I receive a breakthrough. I receive a deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trusting God to do a new thing in me right now. Amen. I need it. I receive the newness of life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that I declare that I'm born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
And I thank God for it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God. I'm going to lift up my husband. Do you want to lift up my husband? That's the door. Say, man, on today. Hallelujah. Just Lord, I just pray as we come this morning, oh God, with combined faith, oh God, that you would, oh Lord, just touch him right now, oh God. Let peace come and be still. Let joy overtake him, oh God. Lord, be the strength, oh God. Strength of things weak, oh God. Oh Lord, where the enemy, oh God, has, hallelujah, has caused issues and problems, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, everything that the enemy has set out for evil, Lord, turn it all around for his good, even right now, oh God. Remove every delay to his blessing, oh God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you would just turn it all around. Amen. Oh, Father, I ask you to bless him, oh God, that you would keep him, oh God. Let joy just overtake him, even as he lay down this morning, oh God. He would rise up full of joy, oh God, knowing that you've already worked it out. And we just want to thank you, oh God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour blessings upon the life of your son, towards a many, even right now, Father God. Just turn it all around for his good, oh God. Oh, Lord, I ask that you work it all out for him, that he will see, oh God. I call him blessed. I call him free. Amen. I call him delivered. Hallelujah. I decree to have victory over the life of my husband. And I thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to close us out in prayer this morning. Amen. We just thank you, Father God, oh gracious Lord, that you've allowed us to come this morning. And Lord, I just ask that you increase our faith even right now, that every prayer that went forth, oh God, that you've answered our prayers, that you're already working it out for us, Father God. Lord, help us to stand in faith on today and not be moved. Amen. Lord, we call upon you for your help. We need your help, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that is on the way. And by faith, we receive the help of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord God, we ask in Jesus' name as we pray right now. Let us, oh God, be well favored. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, show us mercy and give us favor, amen. Lord, give us favor in the fight of the world, amen. Let us be satisfied with your favor like Neptune, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let us have favor with you, Lord God, and with man. Let us have favor with the King, oh God. Let us have great favor in the sight of the King, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us find favor like Esther, oh God. Thou hast granted us life, and we just want to say thank you and favor, oh God, and our visitation has preserved thy spirit, of God, according to Job 10 and 12, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray unto you, Lord God, to grant us favor, oh God, hallelujah. Even as I interview on today, oh God, let me have favor, oh God, with the hiring manager, oh God, with mankind, oh God, but most of all, with you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let your favor, oh God, be upon my family, oh God, and all that's on the line today, their families, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless us and surround us with favor like the shield, amen. In your favor, oh God, is life. Amen. Make a mountain stand strong by your favor, oh God. Because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over us. Amen. Through your favor, we are brought back from captivity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our horn be exalted through your favor, oh God. My Lord, my God, according to Psalm 102 and 13, oh Lord, we decree and declare that time of favor has come. Amen. Oh Lord, we entreat your favor with our whole hearts right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let your favor be as a cloud of the light of rain, oh God. Let your favor be upon our life as the dew upon the grass. We choose your loving kindness, oh God. We choose your loving favor rather than gold and silver. Let us be highly saved, oh God, according to Luke 1 and 28. Amen. Show us your marvelous loving kindness, oh God. Remember your mercy and loving kindness in our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We decree and declare Psalm 26 and 3. Amen. Your loving kindness to before our eyes. We receive your excellent loving kindness right now. Amen. Continue to your hallelujah. Continue the loving kindness in our lives and those in our family, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God in heaven, let your loving kindness and your truth continue to preserve us. Amen. And those in our family and loved ones, oh Lord, command your loving kindness in the daytime. Amen. My Lord, my God, your loving kindness is good. Oh Lord, turn unto us according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Amen. Lord, quicken us after the life, loving kindness. Amen. Oh Lord, hear our voice this morning according to loving kindness. Amen. You have drawn us with your loving kindness, and we thank you, Father God. Oh Lord, we love you. We can't thank you enough, oh Lord, on today as we decree and declare your favor upon our life. By faith, we receive it. We thank you that joy has come. Hallelujah. that hope has been restored, that peace is still, that we are healed, that every need is met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we love you. We declare that all is well with us and our family, that we're blessed. We're blessed in every step that we take. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Use us by your God on today for your glory. Lord, let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, oh God, amen. Oh Lord, anoint our mouths, our hands, and our feet, oh God, that we will run the way of your commandments, amen. That we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. When you say speak, that we will speak. When you say be quiet, we shall be quiet. When you say go, we will go. When you say stay, we will be still. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. For we know in it all, you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work on Calvary. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. We speak life and not death. We speak blessing and not curse. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you for leading us in prayer this morning as we receive it all faith. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfilled and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Restoration. Amen. Restoration. Our marriage is being restored. Amen. Restoration. Our finances. Amen. Our relationships. Our businesses. Our jobs. Restoration. Our employment. Restoration.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Our prayer life is being restored. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our time with God. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for divine positioning this morning.
Amen.
God and lead us, oh God, by my right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God keep you all. Thank you all for again joining us in prayer this morning. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
I received the prayers today, all the prayers that went up. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory. I am so excited. I know my cousin Kim and Sister Doris are at work by this time. And just God bless you all. And thank you so much for being on the line. It means so much when we come together in prayer. We are strengthening. There's strengthening here. There's strength in numbers. And we just thank God that when we come together, sometimes you may not, some mornings you want to sleep an extra minute or you say, oh, you know, I'll get on tomorrow. But you have just made it, that you made a decision. No. I'm going to press on. I'm going to press through it. I'm going to get to where I need to be so I can receive from God. And my brothers and sisters are waiting on me. Amen. So I'm here waiting in the morning. I'm like, I'm waiting. So glory to God. Thank God. Today I have an interview with a company. I'm getting in a position to be able to be that help. You know, we as wives, we've been called to be a helpmate to our husbands. Yeah. So I'm getting back in position to go back to work for a minute so that things can get, stay on track. Let me just say, get back on track. Stay on track until some things with his employer, though I'm still working the production of Good Comedy. So just praying that God will bless the show this weekend. It'll be a great performance, all that's a part of it, and all that God will allow to come on this Saturday would be a blessing to them. Amen. Amen. I will go forth and into the production itself. And so we're just praying for divine promotions. Amen. Every flyer, every poster that's up, and everybody that know about it will, you know, tell somebody about it, even if they can't come. Amen. If they will purchase a ticket, you know, to be a blessing to someone else. And sometimes people just can't afford it, but they will want to come and be, you know, that'll be a blessing. Laughter is good for the soul, you all. Laughter. And that's why I love having good comedy, because I love to laugh. So, I want to bless your sister, brother. Come on out. I got a ticket for you. Come on out to the show and enjoy the show. Amen. So, God bless you. Lord. Pray God for you. And then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, even when the world around us is falling apart. Lord, give us great grace without limit that enables us to walk in paths of righteousness. Let us rejoice in the joy of our salvation each and every day, knowing that because your son lives, we have the very existence, amen, because he is a conqueror. We are more than conquerors. Because he is victorious, we are crowned in victory. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name. We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, to God, amen. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. I have a blessed day in the Lord. Until we meet again on tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Glory
amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine?